Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, where Paul is addressing different groups within that church regarding marriage. And the next group within the church that Paul addresses in our text are those who are believers and married. And it seems strange that Paul would need to tell those who are believers and married to remain married. But don't forget that what was being promoted in the church and in that culture was not only abstinence within marriage, but also leaving your spouse in order to be better off spiritually. So a more righteous, higher spiritual status was being sought, and it was being taught that by throwing off worldly things like marriage, that your spiritual status would be improved. We talked a little bit about this earlier, but by way of reminder, let me say again that all that needs to be done to gain spiritual status with God has already been accomplished by Jesus. You can't improve upon the righteousness of Christ that has been credited to the believer's account. You can't improve upon perfection. The spiritual status of the believer is secured by the life and death and resurrection of Christ. Now, you may not feel righteous, and you may not act and live in righteousness all the time. That's an area that we can grow in as we learn to abide more and more in Christ. But our status is never changed or improved upon. So Paul says to the married, stay married. Do not separate. Well, what if I don't like my husband? You stay married. What if I don't get along with my wife? Stay married. What if he's difficult to live with? What if I only married him because I was ready to get out of the house and I know I made a mistake by marrying him? Stay married. What if I've fallen out of love with her? What if I have fallen in love with someone else? What if we fight all the time? What if my husband doesn't love me as Christ loves the church? And what if my wife doesn't follow my leadership as husband? Stay married. What if my spouse doesn't fulfill my emotional, spiritual, or physical needs? What if my husband is unwise with money? Stay married. If you are not happy, seek the Lord. Pray. Go to counseling. Talk with your spouse. Pray some more. Investigate your own heart. Allow sanctification to take its course in your life before demanding it in your spouse's life. Trust the Lord's words concerning marriage and become the type of spouse you wish you had. Does Christ know how to love and to deal with an unlovely bride? Of course he does. He chose us. He deals with us. And Christ knows how to deal and love the unloveliness of your spouse. And the way you stay married is by allowing the Holy Spirit to live through you. But you cannot let him reign on the throne of your heart and then try to squeeze on there with him. You don't get to sit in the passenger seat so that you can reach over and grab the wheel or push on the gas when you think the Lord is moving too slowly or traveling down the wrong path. Stay married. As you pray today, please remember Milan Bulak, our changemaker missionary in the Czech Republic. And also remember the Yoruba LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Nigeria.